Hello and welcome to In the Studio with Anne podcast. I'm Anne, and as always, thank you so much for listening. So we are working on the next part of Praying for Boys. We're on Overcoming Fear. It's the third chapter in What Boys Need Most. And I'm reflecting on the questions at the end of the chapter, which are, again, very thought-provoking and are really making me think a lot about the actions that I'm taking each day. So the first question is, have you ever had a challenge that caused you to tuck tail and run, and describe it here? So I can think of one particular time that I had a challenge and I did not do it. And that was when I first got into real estate. I was told to go door to door and knock on doors and share my information and let people know in that neighborhood that I was a realtor and try to strike up conversations basically to get business. And I think I knocked on two doors. I never felt comfortable with doing it, but I said I would with another girl. And I thought if I had the support of somebody else, I could do it, but I couldn't. I knocked on, I think, two doors, and then I basically said, I'm not doing it anymore. I just realized in that moment that that just was not my thing. And I realized that although it was a sales, you know, strategy to get business, some people are great at doing the door-to-door sales and doing the cold calling. I am terrible at it. And what I realized is that I needed to focus on doing what I was good at versus something that just was not my thing. So I knew that the chances of me getting any business going door to door were very slim to none because of the fact that I just was not feeling at ease or comfortable with doing it at all. So that is one time in particular that I felt that I had this huge fear. And I don't know where that comes from. I'm not quite sure. But I did feel pretty frustrated with myself, though, that I wasn't able to do it because I really thought I could. And to be honest, most things that I set my mind to doing, I can do, even though I'm fearful. But for some reason, I just wasn't able to set my mind to doing this because I just didn't see the purpose in it. So I think that that's where, you know, I can't overcome my fears if there's that purpose and true need to do it. So that is one time that, you know, I still look back and I'm like, darn it, Anne, why didn't you do that? Number two, have you ever felt a bit weak in the knees as you watched your son try something hard or dangerous? Share that experience and how you handled it. I feel like he does this all the time. From the time he was born, he's climbed on things. He walked at 9 months. He's always been wanting to be on high things, and I'm afraid of heights. So I'm sure there's, looking back, my husband could probably say there's many times that he's wanted me to climb a high ladder to go see something, and I have probably said no to it. So as I'm thinking about it, I've had many fears that I think I've been like, there's no point. Why am I doing this? I'd probably climb up there to save one of my children or something like that, of course. But if it was just to climb up for no reason, I was like, nope, not going to do it. So I feel that I'm growing in this so much more because I found myself saying be careful to my kids, especially my son, all the time. And I really catch myself because I don't want to be constantly saying that to him. And especially with my son, he really likes to push himself physically. And I see that there's something inside of him that just requires him to do that. So I do tend to feel a bit weak in the knees a lot, but I'm becoming very intentional, especially right now, the older he gets, to be able to allow him to do those things. And I am super lucky that I have a husband who allows him to do those things. He has spent the whole winter skiing, and my husband will send me videos, and I'm just like, there's no way he'd be doing any of that if he was with me. So I think it's also good to find somebody that can help them get outside of that comfort zone if that person is not you. And if that isn't your spouse, finding somebody else that can be good for them in that regard. I do realize that my husband and I aren't always going to be the ones. I mean, we've been blessed with other people that have come in their lives and allowed them to have space in different ways that we can't for them. So I think that I'm super blessed in the fact that when it comes to those certain things right now that he is really pushing himself to do, even when I saw him skateboarding the other day, I wanted to run out and run down the street and be like, no, you need to come in. And I really stopped myself and was like, you know, I just need to pray for his safety and let him explore a little bit and be a boy. So, number three, why do you think it's important for men to develop strength? You know, I think this comes back to where we are oftentimes, we forget as mothers that we're raising men. We see these little boys and we see them as little boys. And we have to try, I know for me, I have to try to switch my focus and see them as men, or see my son as men, as a man. And so I think that it's important because I want him to be a strong man. I want him to have strength, but you don't build strength overnight. You know, even with strength training, if you go to the gym, you know, you have to build up that strength and endurance for life. And I think that I keep that in my mind every day, that a lot of the things that he's doing right now that I want to try to protect him from because he's little now and he's young, or it's not so little anymore, this is really helping to strengthen and build him for the future, obviously in a safe way. And that I want him to challenge himself, you know, and build that confidence. Think back to the experience recalled in question number two. Was your gut reaction to be overprotective of your son or let him have the adventure? Are there areas where you could allow him to spread his wings more? I think I kind of said about how I didn't reference a specific time, but that, yes, I do think there are times when I could let him spread his wings more. And like I mentioned, finding someone who can, no matter what area it is that your child seems to have, you know, that pull towards, and you see that they kind of want to push themselves a little bit, you know, it might be good to, you know, even with swim lessons, I feel like there were times when it was nice for me to kind of like not be there at times. And I noticed that when I wasn't there, they would have so much more progress when I returned. And I remember thinking to myself, I wonder if that's because they know that I'm like fearful and that maybe I'm making faces, or maybe I'm like, you know, they just know, oh, you know, mom's going to want me to play it safe. And so they have these teachers that are amazing. We found an amazing swim teacher this summer, and they did so well being able to push them to do things that I don't know they would have been doing if I would have been doing it with them. And I try to, you know, also not react in a scared way anymore as a mom. You know, if they do have times, especially around water, you know, if they do get in there, like I remember my son wanted to get in a pool that we were swimming. We were right there, but he didn't have floaties on. And he wanted to be independent. He was kind of on the cusp of being able to like really be a good swimmer, but still have that fear. And I remember he got a little caught up where he was kind of like unable to get himself back up because he went a little too deep. We were like right there and somebody jumped in and got him right out. And I remember my reaction immediately wanted to be like, oh my gosh, like, just don't go over there again. You know, don't you dare do that. But then I caught myself and was like, no, buddy, that's totally normal. Like, you did it. You pushed yourself. Like, you were good. Like, and just really encouraging so that I didn't innate that fear in him, because I don't want fear of water, or I don't want that fear to be set in with things. So I think it's really important for us as moms to keep that on the forefront of our minds and almost prep ourselves as we go into these situations, because, you know, it's in human nature to react like in fear, you know. So finding someone that can help them, I think, is great as well. Ask your husband or another man in your life what he thinks about letting boys overcome their fears and be adventurous. What are some things you've learned from him that can be applied to your parenting? Well, I know I've talked to my husband about this a lot, especially with those videos that he would send me that I mentioned from skiing. And I know there were times when I was like, I can't believe you're letting him do that. Like, are you, you know, I would be shutting that down. We've had many conversations about if I go along on something that the kids do with their dad, I'm oftentimes going, what the heck is happening? Like, this is not how I do it. And I remember one time when I had our fourth child, my husband would often take the other three on bike rides and just, you know, do fun stuff with them to get them out of the house and spend time with them. It allowed me to have that time at home with the baby and then, you know, quiet time if I wanted to rest. And so he really enjoyed it. So there was a season when I wasn't going on the bike rides. We weren't doing it as a family. He was just doing it with them. And so they built like a way that they did it. And I thought it was really cool. But so one day I thought, okay, I'm going to venture out with them. And I remember being so stressed out and like filled with such anxiety because they were like going way up ahead, way further away on their bikes than they would ever be with me. And I just felt like I wasn't controlling it because it was like something that I was an outsider in, that this was their thing. And just being able to like see it from a view of like, this is how it is when they're with their dad, I was like, wow, this is so different than what how I would be managing this. And I remember saying to him, whoa, like, I feel very uncomfortable. And he's like, no, they're good. You know, we do this. It's so good. And I remember him saying, yeah, I said something to Lucas about this. And he said, oh, yeah, if we did this with mommy, she would just shut this down. His words exactly. And I said, because that's exactly how I said it. I'd be shutting this down. And I thought it was really neat to see that there is another way. And I think this is because he's a man and he tends to see the value in letting kids be a little more adventurous, especially with our son, but he does it with our daughters too. But he's a little more protective of them. He's different with our daughters than our son. So it's neat to see the dynamic of that. And how he is able to give them that freedom, but then, you know, be, you know, a dad of a daughter versus a son. So he sees great value in it, especially being a kid that really wasn't given that free, like a lot of freedoms and stuff as a child to figure things out and to just kind of be adventurous, be a boy, be those things, you know, do those things. Without getting in trouble for everything that he did all the time. So I think that it's a definite conversation to be having. And to, I hope that you can see that dynamic if you have a spouse and, you know, you see where maybe things are different when they're with their dad versus with you. And so it has kind of helped me be able to have a little more freedom when they're with me. But you know, they get to know what they can do with what one parent versus another parent. And, you know, that's where it's great that you're not completely the same, because then you kind of balance each other out, because then I have my strengths that my husband doesn't have that, you know, I bring to the table. And then there's the things that he can do with them. And there's absolutely no way I'd be able to take the three of my kids skiing by myself, but he does it, and it's amazing the what he allows them to be able to do and how he's taught them. And yeah, I think just the thought of it, I would shut it down because it's just too dangerous, you know. That's just the difference. It's funny. So I, as a mom of a boy, definitely feel like there were times when I went into it thinking, oh, I'm good, like I got this. I'm not super, you know, strict with my kids or my son, and, you know, I let him do things. And then there's those times now where I'm like, yeah, maybe I could improve. I could let him spread his wings some more. I could put a little more on him than what I do. Because my husband, he tends to ask him to do things, and he, I think, gives him more, like, just tells him the task and then just sets him on his way, where I kind of, like, tend to dote over him a little bit more and, you know, make it a little bit easier for him than what my husband will. So it's really interesting to see that, where he's like, "Ann, he's got this. He's got it. Like, let him figure it out. He needs to know how to do this. He needs to know how to figure these things out." Because you're right, he's going to be a man someday. And I want him to know how to figure things out so he can take care of, you know, his family. So, yeah, overall, this was another eye-opening chapter for me. Made me really think about being very intentional about my reactions. And are there ways that I could get somebody else involved that could help in places where it's not my thing? I think, like I talked about with the whole going door to door, got to know what you're good at. You got to know what you're not good at. And, you know, if helping your son spread his wings a little more isn't easy for you, that's okay. You know, we aren't designed to be perfect and good in every element, but then pray that that person will come along who can do that, and be open to looking for that person so that they can play that role for you and you can continue to do what you're good at. Because I have also found in life that when I try to force myself to be good at something that's just not my thing, then it, the rest of the things that I am good at, they all fall to the wayside, because I'm just so frustrated about that thing I'm not good at, that I'm not excelling and really going at the things I'm good at. And as a mom, we need to be able to do that. I need to be able to say, these are my strengths, and I need to work on those and be like in those zones. And then my weak places, I need to pray for the people that can help in those situations, that they will come along, and be able to delegate and give things away to other people that we trust, because we can't do it all. We can't be everything, and that's okay. So I think it was a good reminder for me of that in general, answering these questions and really thinking about those things. And when we look back at the things that we haven't excelled at, you know, for me, I almost feel good about the lesson I learned from not being able to do that. And I truly believe everything we go through is a lesson, and we learn from it, we grow from it, we get better from it. And if we do, then, you know, that's all we can do, is take the good from it, learn from it, grow, and move on. So I'm excited to dive into the next chapter, which is integrity, and those questions at the end of the chapter. I hope that you're getting something out of what you're listening to and you're enjoying this book, Health and Happiness. Until next time, this is In the Studio with Ann Podcast. I'm Ann.